Philip Sample Pierre, these urgent here. Today's date is 09/29/2022. This is a continuation for Miss Mary Richardson. I was interrupted during the dictation. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period, next paragraph, extremities, patient walks with a cane. She has antalgic gait. However, she bears weight well. The joints are without edema, erythema. She has a good range of motion with grating sounds, grating and clicking in the knee and ankle, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2, chronic heart congestive heart failure. She started as post pacemaker in 2011. Assessment number 3 is hypercholesterolemia, number 4 is anxiety, number 5 is diabetes type 2, very poor control. Today a finger stick revealed glucose at 230. We had a lengthy discussion about the importance of glucose control. Considering that she's going to be having surgery very soon, she was advised to adhere to a diabetic diet that she is aware of. She knows what to eat and what not to eat. She states that she had a burger today with iced tea, period. Next paragraph. Labs were offered. Patient will be having labs as follows: CBC, CMP, PT, PTT, INR. TSH, T3, T4. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. Vitamin D, A1C, and lipids, period. Patient wants to go to the lab to have her labs drawn. She says she does not want us to do it because she's a hard sticker and she does not want anybody to be sticking her more than once, period. Next paragraph. Medication were refilled as follows. Furosemide 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, glipizide 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, metoprolol succinate 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Eliquist 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, clonazepam, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, digoxin, 0.25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient was advised that for surgery, according to the specialist who will be performing a surgery, he indicated that she should not stop her blood thinners. She was informed of this, not to stop her blood thinners prior to the surgery period. Says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.